Welcome to the Life Athletes Podcast. Remember, it's never a good time to take a vacation on your development. So let's start now with your host, Alejandro.
Feedback. Do you ask for it? Do you have systems in your life for getting and receiving consistent feedback? If you are like most people, you probably don't have something like this in place. And that's because we simply don't have a culture that is comfortable with it. And this is Western culture or corporate culture. Most places, most workplaces in corporate America don't have a culture of using effective feedback systems. Now, there are a lot of people who express dislike about leadership. They have issues with leadership, and they typically will voice that. The feedback that I'm referring to here is more of the personal feedback, supportive and constructive feedback, the type that is given with a genuine concern to serve the other person, to help them see their performance improve, to see them be a better spouse, a better friend, a better worker. So good feedback can help us understand what our blind spots are. That's why it's so beneficial. When we know what our blind spots are, then we can better address them. The challenge that we face as human beings is that we are blind oftentimes to many of the things that we do that don't create value. We are typically biased favorably about our ability, about our skills, and therefore, we need this system to illuminate and to give us direction as to what are the areas that are not providing value. It also, this is an important piece, it also gives people that are around us the freedom to give to us without the concern of feeling guilty that it will negatively impact the relationship we have with them. In Crucial Conversations, which is a book that I often reference because it is a game changer, they talk about something called the fool's choice. And what the fool's choice means is that we typically give in to the temptation of an either or. What do I mean by that? Either I can be honest or lose a friend, but I can't do both. And what I want to challenge us to think about is that we don't have to make that fool's choice. If we realize that there is an opportunity for dialogue, for me to be candid but respectful, that opens the opportunity not only for the relationship to get better, but for the performance and the behavior of the person to add more value, to enhance the experience of life. I mean, I think it's interesting that we fail oftentimes to really understand the importance of our behavior and our outcomes and our ability to add value in relationships, at work, and at home. I vividly remember an exercise that I did when I took a course many years ago that was a feedback exercise that I had never been exposed to. Back in those days, and when I was in my 20s, I had no idea about what feedback was really and how to give it or how to receive it. But the exercise called for you to reach out to certain people that you loved. This could be family members or close friends. And what you were supposed to do was ask them three questions, I believe. Number one was, what do you value in me, or what is something that is a good trait or something that I do that's good? I think another one of the questions was, what is something that I could stop doing that doesn't work well for me? And the third question was, what do you think I'm missing? And you were supposed to ask the questions and not respond. You were to ask the person for the generosity to give you the feedback, but you were not to respond, to defend yourself. You were just supposed to listen and then thank them. And it gets to this point that there are probably people in your life that do want to help you, that love you, and don't feel safe giving you feedback because they may be falling prey to the fool's choice, thinking, well, if I tell them how I really feel, then the relationship will be damaged, or they fear reprisal, all these other things. And as a result, they discount themselves, and they discount you in some ways, but they truly discount themselves because they now don't share meaning that is important to them. So the key here is for us to create this place of safety. And sometimes it may require us to volunteer some things. We may ask someone, again, a loved one or someone we work with, to give us feedback. But if they are reluctant to give it, because we all need feedback in some form or fashion, both supportive and constructive. But constructive feedback, some people refer to it as negative feedback. I just don't like that definition, because when you say negative, the root word of that word is negate. And when I'm negating something, it doesn't have value. But constructive feedback is where I can address a certain behavior and provide guidance as to how that behavior can change so that value is created. So while it may not be something you want to hear, it is something that can help you. And that's the point that I want to make, is we want to be open to the opportunities of development. So we have to be ready to hear some things that may not at first sound good to us, things that we don't want to hear. So when we understand that it's not perfection that we're after, but direction, then we can condition ourselves to receive feedback as a refining tool and value it even more. So I have a challenge for you. Who in your life can be a source of consistent and effective feedback? You have family, you have friends, coworkers. I recently facilitated a workshop. It's a presentation skills workshop. And what I love about that workshop is the opportunity for the participants to give each other very candid feedback, both supportive and constructive feedback. The outcome of that feedback is what fascinates me, because it is a two-day workshop. And the first day, the participants deliver their presentations. They get feedback, specific feedback, from all of the participants on their presentation. And without fail, the second presentation they give is always better because they receive the feedback. Now, they also apply other skills, but the feedback is one of the main drivers that lets them know, hey, these are areas that I could improve or create value to my audience. So I do want you to consider who that might be for you. Once you have identified them, you may just want to have a conversation to share that you want to continue to grow in your development, and that you've been thinking about this, and that you would want to have more conversations, or you would want to ask them things that can help you in your development journey. Initially, you may have to volunteer or prime the pump and provide them with things that you're working on so that they can feel safe giving you feedback on that. For example, if you tell someone, listen, I've noticed that my listening sometimes isn't very good. Can you help me, or can you let me know when we interact, or whenever you see me interacting with others, when I'm not doing that, or share something that can help me to do it better? That gives the person the safety and the freedom to speak and provide feedback on something specific. So I would highly recommend that if you sense that the person is not as safe in providing just unsolicited feedback about something that they would want to give you feedback about, give them something to start with. As you develop that cadence and that ability to talk about some of those things, they will feel safer and safer to reveal and provide more specific feedback, perhaps about other behavior. The power of this exercise is transformational, so I highly encourage you to move forward with this. I would also like to hear how it goes for you. You can go to my website, www.lifeathletespod.com, and click on the mic that will allow me to hear your story and to possibly share it on a future podcast episode. Thank you for listening. If you are enjoying the content on this podcast, I would ask and request that you go to your favorite podcast platform and leave a review, because that is what allows us to continue to record and produce this content in the future. Also, if you want to support the show financially, you can look at the Cash App information in the show notes.